Lee presents The Incredible Hulk, 2 years before the abomination. How are you fixed for pulse-pounding predicaments? Consider. Bruce Banner has been an unwilling passenger on the leader's shuttlecraft for days, living on meager rations and scant air. The only other person on board is the Rhino, caught in a compartment with just enough oxygen to sustain life, if not consciousness, but still a potential menace. And now...
The ship's veered off course, away from Earth! If I don't land soon, I'll die! But if I let myself become afraid or excited, I'll turn into the Hulk! And that may be worse!
But we said this ship belonged to the leader, so let's look into his current lair.
Banner must be trying to control it manually! Blast him! Blast him! My mental control on that ship should be absolute! Even paralyzed, I am still vastly his superior! Why do he and his alter ego continually thwart me?
Controls won't budge! And I can feel the change starting. But I don't dare.
Stop pulling, fool! You're...
Winning! I did it! The stick's gone free! The ship's mine!
Back, sir, by the eventual conjecture, I would imagine that although you have abandoned control of the Rhino's mind, the touch of your gamma ray spawn intellect has left a residual force in his brain, which thought you're meant to control the shuttlecraft. In the same way, two like-charged magnets repel each other. Do you agree, sir? Sir?
No, gentle reader, the leader's not dead. He's just inordinately honked off. And speaking of honked off...
You'd better not have said what I think you said, mister.
I'm telling you what I saw, General. The screens show that a very small UFO just popped down out of the ionosphere and is now violating our airspace. It doesn't answer calls on any frequency.
The Hulk was on a small spacecraft. If he's come back to ruin my little girl's happiness... No! I couldn't let that happen. All I know is it's a UFO. My orders are clear on them. Fire missiles!
Missiles away, sir.
Thank the Lord, the pressure's off now. I was right on the verge of... Oh no!
Like a man shoving all his hard-won chips into a poker pot, waiting for the turn of one card, Bruce Banner slams the stick leftward and prays. One missile slashes past. Two! But Lady Luck hasn't shown all her teeth yet. The third tips him and caroms away.
Got through that barrage okay, but there'll be more. Getting hard to think. Got to calm down.
Ah, but calmness won't really help now, for Lady Luck is still dealing. And there's a joker in the deck.
Sir, there's someone in that bogey. It dodged two of our missiles and almost beat the third. It's still coming our way.
Well, what do you want me to do? Engrave my orders on your headphones? You know the procedure. Get three more missiles in the air. And one lonely missile, damaged but not disarmed, prepares to leave the air. Luck is a blackjack dealer. You play the odds, and she still surprises you. The great dry desert shatters from miles in every direction from the missile's impact blast. But the broken earth does not heal. No, it ripples, shudders, bulges, and as if in answer to the missile, explodes again. Then, rising grotesquely from the rubble, dust swirling from its scales...
I am the Abomination, and I remember, I want to destroy the Hulk.
Join the club.
Second salvo of missiles got the ship. Everywhere I turn is disaster. Rhino, missiles, Betty getting married... And always, always the Hulk! But I'll fight it. Fight the controls of this ship to get me down alive. and fight myself too, and I'll win! I'll win!
He does fight, does Bruce Banner. Fights like no other man ever has, or would want to. But today, Lady Luck is smiling elsewhere. One final missile renders his struggles moot, tossing him and his useless controls into the azure. While the rear of the craft, carrying a still oblivious Rhino, twists erratically away and out of our tail. Ironically, Bruce Banner was once the world's greatest missile expert. In those golden years of the past, he never dreamed his experiments would lead to this. But then he never dreamed of the many things his work would lead to, like the curse that now again overcomes him as his fear of death overwhelms him. The curse of the Hulk.
There he is. There's the Hulk. And he's landing not too far away. Then our battle's not over. I can still beat him. He may have knocked me out, but he's got another thing coming if he believes that will put an end to Mr. Personality of 1970.
1970? What goes on here? Whatever it is, it undoubtedly bodes no good at all for the hulking green giant, now pulverizing the landscape several miles distant.
General Ross, sir, a man-sized object fell from the bogey after we hit it. It went below our radar screens, but we've got a proximate fix.
Good work, Airman. Get the choppers in the air, quick time. I want that man, or whatever, found and brought to the base as soon as possible. And if it's the Hulk, I want him imprisoned away from my Betty for the rest of his life. Out over the simmering southwest move the Hulkbusters, wheeling in the swift search patterns perfected at Project Greenskin.
Hulkbuster 4 to HQ. We spotted our target, and it is the Hulk. Can't see him too clearly in the glare, but green golems don't grow on trees. Right, HP4. Lay down T-gas on all sides so catch plane is in position. Roger, catch plane ready, HQ. Then drop your titanium cage.
Drop it? On whom?
Knockout gas. What?
The maneuvers are efficient and quick. Within minutes, the HB aircraft are headed home. But as they pass a low outcropping...
Planes! Hulk knows planes. Belong to Ross. One who hunts Hulk. Tries to hurt him. Don't know how Hulk got here, but Hulk doesn't care. Planes will lead Hulk to Ross, and Hulk will smash!
20 minutes later... Down sink captives and captors to the depths of Project Greenskin, to a specially designed Hulk-proof detention cell. All right, get those remote-controlled doohickeys to open it up!
What's happening? Last thing I remember... Gas! Where am I?
General Ross, sir, that's not the Hulk. We got the wrong... That is...
You got the wrong freak. Is that what you're trying to tell me? You feather brain foul up! That's the Abomination! Now go back and get me the Hulk!
The Abomination of the Air Force have met before in Tales to Astonish 1991. R.
No. Wait on that. That gives me an idea. Let me think for a second. Open that cell up. I'm going inside.
With all respect, sir, you can't do that. The Abomination's as strong as a Hulk. He'll chew you up like hamburger.
Open it.
Somewhere, the hiss of air cylinders marked the release of locked levers. Faint snaps of electronic relays cut the sudden stillness, and a weighted titanium portal rides open.
Well, Ross, old Thunderbolt himself. Last time I saw you, I was just a scared spy. Before I stepped in front of Doc Banner's gamma rays and grew some muscles on my muscles. That was when I kidnapped your daughter, T-Bolt. As I recall, it didn't make us the best of friends. So why shouldn't I kill you where you stand?
No reason. But you'd better hear me out. It's about my daughter. She's just left for Niagara Falls on her honeymoon, thinking the Hulk is dead. Now, I don't believe that, but if he's captured quickly, Betty will never know otherwise. My boys could do the job, but there's more chance of a leak that way. So here's my offer.
In exchange for my curing you and then letting you go, I want you to capture the Hulk.
What? Are you serious?
Dead serious. Betty is my life.
Well, what's to keep me from blackmailing you later?
Who'd believe you if you talked? With your record? Come on, come on. What do you say?
I say, T-Bolt, old pal, you've got yourself a deal.
Good. Now come to my office. Okay, this is the plan. When we spot the Hulk, you...
Hey, wait a minute. What are you trying to pull? This thing says it's 1972. But it's not. It's 1970. The Hulk knocked me down out of space in 1970. And if it's 1972, I've been out cold for 2 years. That can't be true. Tell me it can't be true, Ross. Tell me. Tell me.
He's cracking up. My ally's going nuts. I better humor him or else. Harumph! Of course it's 1970. But this is a large base with long-range goals. And I have to plan operations 2 years in advance. That's all it is.
Yeah?
Sure, sure. Now, get ready to go. He's psycho. As well he might be if he has been unconscious for 2 years. But I need him, and that's all that counts. That's all. Captain Scott, I want anything. Anything that shows a date hidden until the abomination leaves this base. This isn't going to work. There are just too many holes. And then Betty will know her first love still lives. And then we'll be back where we started. Only now, she'll be married to Talbot, while she loves Banner. I know she took Lynn on the rebound. Still...
Sir, General Ross, we found the Hulk.
Okay, Foom fans, that's enough soap opera for this month. Now that you know why all this is happening, let's let it happen! Foom, it's a friend of old Marvel. R.
Ha! Hulk was right! Planes went to base. Now Hulk will destroy it! But here comes planes back again, and they come towards Hulk! Ugly plane sits down in front of Hulk. Hulk bets it come to shoot at him, like planes always do. But if it does, Hulk will fight. He is tired of planes and guns, and now he will stand and face them all. Huh? Plane doesn't shoot. Only door opens?
Well, how else would you expect me to get out here, stupid? You and I have a score to settle, and that score's about to become Abomination 1, Hulk 0.
Score? Hulk does not understand. This can't be game.
Not hardly, Greeny Locks.
This is real life.
You! Fighting makes Hulk remember. You are a bomb. Abomination.
Your head's working about as well as ever, I see. We'll have to put a stop to that by crushing it.
Hulk, remember, he is always mad at you, whoever you are. And when Hulk is mad, Hulk smashes.
Too bad you don't remember I'm stronger than you, stupid.
No, Hulk is strongest of all. See how Hulk keeps you from moving hand. But when Hulk wants you to move, you move. You move like broken bird. No one can beat Hulk.
You brainless gargoyle! Maybe I have been weakened by our previous battle, but the Abomination can't be injured! Can you say the same?
Bah! You don't frighten Hulk! Hulk doesn't even care about you! Hulk wants Ross! If you had not bothered Hulk, he would have let you alone! But now, Hulk will fight you to the end! Ha! Hulk has you, and won't let go!
No! It can't end like this! I have to beat you. My freedom depends on it. And I value my freedom as much as he values his daughter.
Daughter? What has Betty to do with you?
That grabbed you, eh? T-Bolt was right. You do care about that skirt. The Hulk's got a heart. That means he has a weak point. Listen, Gruesome. Your precious Betty's gone to Niagara Falls. Just the place a loser like Talbot would take her now that they're married.
You lie! Betty is Hulk's. Only few people like Hulk. He can't find Jarella or Jim, so must find Betty. Hulk always comes home to Betty. After Hulk knocked you out of space last time, she was waiting for him and...
What do you mean, after last time?
Huh? Hulk means what he says. Hulk beat you long time ago.
Nothing can hurt the abomination, I said. Not even falling out of space. It may put me in a coma, but when I wake up, I don't even know about it. How wonderful to be a freak. I can lose whole sections of my life. Isn't that funny, Hulk? Isn't that just hilarious?
Do not laugh. Hulk does not like your laugh. Sounds like crying. Hulk said, be quiet. Hulk does not see anything funny. Betty, you are Hulk's friend. Hulk has been away. But now he is back, and Hulk wants to see you. Hulk comes, Betty.
Sir, our spotter planes report the Hulk is down the abomination. And sir, he seems to be yelling something about your daughter.
I knew this would happen. I knew it. But the war's not over yet, Hulk. I'll still get you. I have to.
Don't know where Niagara Falls is, but Hulk will find it. Hulk must.
Next. He does. But he also finds Tiger Shark.